Chapter 2. I promised I'd tell you how it was that I first met Chilly Billy. It was like this. Very late one night, when everybody else was fast asleep, I woke up. My stomach was whispering to the rest of me about some chocolate ice cream that was down in the fridge. Now, I know that when this kind of thing happens, it's no use trying to get back to sleep again. My stomach won't take no for an answer. So, very sleepy, I got out of bed and went down to the kitchen. And because I was in my bare feet, I didn't make any noise at all. You've never heard anything as quiet as me in my bare feet. The kitchen was really dark, that thick, black, middle-of-the-night kind of darkness. But I didn't switch the light on. I knew the light in the fridge would be enough for me to find the ice cream. I opened the fridge door. Blackness. Not a glimmer of light. That's odd, I thought. I'm sure the light was working before I went to bed. I was just going to switch on the kitchen light when I heard a strange small noise. It seemed to be coming from the freezer compartment. I put my ear next to the ice cube tray and listened very hard. There it was again, a muffled, fluttery kind of puffing with a whiffle at the end. Flutter, puff, whiffle. Flutter, puff, whiffle. That's exactly what it sounded like. And then I suddenly realized what I was listening to. It was the smallest snore I'd ever heard. Something was sleeping in my fridge. This was serious. Maybe my ice cream had been raided by a mouse who mistook it for cold cheese in the dark. Flutter, puff, whiffle, went the noise again. Keeping as quiet as I could, I crept away and got my torch. I'll surprise whatever it is, I thought, and if it's been eating my ice cream, there'll be trouble. I aimed the torch into the freezer compartment and switched it on, moving the beam from side to side like one of those big searchlights. No, there was nothing on the ice cubes, nothing behind the orange juice. My chocolate ice cream, thank goodness, was safe. Then I noticed that the snoring had stopped. Whatever it was had woken up. I held my breath. Whatever it was held its breath. We both waited. After what seemed like ages, whatever it was couldn't hold its breath any longer and let out a little oof, like you do when you've been holding your breath. The oof definitely came from a package of frozen peas in the corner of the freezer. Fast.